Your morning team show on WSGW for a Monday. Because the song has such a long intro, kind of joined it a little in progress. Blast from the past with the Spencer Davis Group. If you'll permit me on a Monday morning on WSGW, as you're joining on WSGW.com and asking Alexa and Siri to find us and finding us at 100.5 and 790. All through the studios that we broadcast when it comes to Stone Specialist, stonespecialist.net. For all your countertop needs of granite quartz and marble. I look for a song so I can relate my man moment, and I just thought, I'm a man from Spencer Davis Group. This might be appropriate. Lyrically, maybe not, but I like the sound of the song, and I like the fact that it's titled, I'm a Man. This sounds so chauvinistic, I understand. I admit that. However, men, you will appreciate. I know you will. Because I know everyone has done this at one time in their lives, if not multiple times, and especially for husbands with their wives. So it's Sunday morning, yesterday morning, and I'm surveying the lawn, realizing at some point that my grass, as, well, let's just say as despicable as it might be because I don't take care of it. Hey, I've got those brown patches. I've got a little growth here, a little growth there. As compared to some of my neighbors with a lush green lawn that makes you think of Augusta Fairway. But hey, at some point, I'm going to have to mow this mess. My lawnmower, though, I know is in need of repair. Because from last season, it's got a broken handle. It's an old lawnmower. I'm kind of cheap. People that know me understand that. There are certain things I just hate spending money on. A lawnmower is one of those. As long as it cuts the grass, I'm happy. And this lawnmower actually came to me free. It was a gift from my in-laws that once they moved and had a lawn service, they didn't need it anymore.
Okay.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bonus!
So you've been using it for a few years.
I have.
How many years?
Oh, I don't even know. It's been that long.
So
I couldn't
what you're
even
saying
tell
you. Is this doesn't have like a cup holder or
no.
The electric start.
The one thing it does have is it's one of those self-propelled things.
Oh, okay.
Which is nice.
Cool. Oh, yeah.
Especially
yeah.
Since my lawn slopes a little bit. I appreciate that. But for some reason, one of the sides of the handles, like, it rusted off. You know where the bolt goes through and the hole to hold it to the... Mm-hmm. How does that happen? Well, it did. Great. At least I got through last season. But I knew it was going to have to be repaired. What am I going to do here? Well, first of all, I'm not going out to all the stores and trying to find parts these days. I got to have something around home, of course, from all the things that I've saved all those years. And, of course, my wife told me and asked me, why are you saving that? Get rid of that. Yes, man moment that I know that we have all experienced.
So you made a splint.
I did. Finding a piece of metal strip that I had, you know, one of those metal strips with the holes in it, that was just there. Why I had it from years ago, I don't know. A couple of pieces of metal strip. And some galvanized steel wire, which I remember purchasing in a store. Why? Because it was on sale. And I said to myself, as cheap as I am, you know, one day that just might come in handy for something. I don't know what, but it may. And it did. So there I was with my hacksaw, with my metal strip, with my galvanized wire, with my little clippers, with my wrench and everything else that was necessary, and went to work. And about a half an hour, I had somehow attached a metal strip to the broken handle of my lawnmower, using the galvanized metal wire to bend it around and hopefully secure it appropriately. The lawnmower appeared to be fixed. I say appeared because while it looked good and it tested okay, I still have not mowed the lawn.
Maybe you should put a little duct tape on there, too.
Could, but I didn't want to spoil the appearance.
Ah, I see.
Because it looks so clean. And at that point, of course, my wife, Mary, who I love dearly, who was actually outside with me trying to pull a few weeds out of the garden, you know, those early weeds that are growing kind of a little bit, I said, hey, remember that metal stripping and wiring that you asked me why I didn't throw out years ago and why I bought that?
That's why.
Guess what?
Yeah.
And I had this big grin on my face. And, of course, she gave me the man moment response of, I hate when you do that. And, of course, my response was, I know you do. And I celebrated appropriately with my man dance in the driveway. And have a picture to prove it. Pat Johnston, thank you very much.
You're welcome. I didn't take it. You sent it to me. I wasn't there to
On top of being able to tell my wife what I did, I actually made her take the picture of it. So I have proof. So you can see me in my ball cap. If I don't know if my unkempt two-day not-shaven face even shows up. And I'm pointing right at the repairs. You can see the metal strip and the galvanized wire. As I said, it's a moment that I know all men would appreciate, have done for many times, I'm sure, in the past. And I know it will happen again in the future. And we celebrate those times that we have a chance to say, this is why I never threw it away.
Did you celebrate before or after you cut the grass, though?
Well, I said, no, I haven't done that yet. I did testing, and still not time. But I say, I know the grass is going to have to be cut. I had to be prepared.
Yes. So you don't know for sure whether the handle is going to withstand the test of time.
It will... Even if it doesn't, I'll make sure it does somehow, some way, because I'm not going to let this fly back in my face. I will get through this season, because the last thing I wanted to do was spend money on a new lawnmower. Just because it's a little broken handle. I mean, that was the only thing wrong with it, a rusted out handle. So, anyway.
It cuts the lawn still.
Oh, yeah.
What you're saying.
Oh, yeah. It'll cut the lawn, yes. Yeah. It's just, you know, it's just kind of tough doing with half a handle.
Right.
You know, so. But I'm ready for it. So thank you very much. That was my fun yesterday, the man moment. Well, after that, I certainly was going to cut the grass. I was celebrating too much. The grass can wait. Who cares about the grass after that?
Charlie Ruth Goldberg.
Sorry about that.
Thank you very much.
That was Little Mighty Python there, going to men.
Men, 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 yes. Men, men.